The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
The return of the Premier League, and it is a little bit earlier than usual. We'll explain why in just a moment, but things kick off. Arsenal are taking on Crystal Palace in Selhurst Park. Manchester City bookies favourites again after signing Erling Haaland during the summer. I think they're in action on Sunday. Kieran Cunningham is the chief sports writer for the Daily Star. Kieran, why is it starting earlier? You might explain that first to us.
Well, because of the break for the World Cup in Qatar, normally, obviously, the World Cup would be played at the start of the summer, but because of the bizarre choice of Qatar and the climate there, you know, the summer would be a non-runner, so it will run up to, you know, the final is just the week before Christmas, so there's going to be quite a long break in the Premier League, in the major leagues across the world because of this. And that actually might, you know, that could have a significant impact on the title race, because City, like most people do, expect it to be another battle between Manchester City and Liverpool. And Liverpool actually have quite a few of their players won't be going to the World Cup compared to City. City have only, you know, Haaland is the big one that won't be going, and Riyad Mahrez, but most of their big guns are going, whereas quite a lot of Liverpool's big guns aren't.
Okay, so that World Cup break, it's an actual break for a lot of Liverpool squad, could be quite attritional for the City squad.
Yeah. Like Liverpool, like it was announced today, they're going to go to Dubai for a training camp during it. But it would be quite attritional. And this season is going to be very attritional anyway, Kieran, because they're trying to cram in so many games in a short period of time before the World Cup starts and then after. So basically, for most, you know, for bigger clubs, For the vast majority of the season, it will be two games a week. That was similar, maybe last season to an extent. But there won't be any real let up this time. You know, it will be Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, week after week, week after week. You know?
Well, let's start with tonight's game, the game that gets things underway, and Arsenal travelling to Crystal Palace. Arsenal had an awful start to the campaign last year, and then they had an awful blip when they were chasing a Champions League spot, and Crystal Palace were part of that blip in the springtime as well. But Arsenal have spent big, haven't they, this summer?
They have, they're an interesting team, because on their day they can look really good, and often it's not as about as much as who you buy as who you keep. You know, that's Liverpool's, you could argue Liverpool's big signing has been Mohamed Salah, because a lot of people did think he was going to go.
Okay, yeah.
And Arsenal, you know, Saka was such a promising young player that then so many clubs around the world would love to get him, but they've managed to keep him. Gabriel Jesus, that they took from Man City, you know, he has a track record of scoring in the Premier League, which is important. Zinchenko is a very good left back. Fabio Vieira, the attacking midfielder they took from Porto, he's highly rated as well. So you would hope Arsenal will kick on, but you just wonder about some of the, you know, Mikel Arteta agreed to do one of these all or nothing behind the scenes documentaries for a documentary series. I think it's for Amazon Prime. And some of the clips that have come out are just, you know, you wonder why any manager would agree to this. Like before a game with Liverpool, playing You'll Never Walk Alone at training at full blast. You know, and then when they get on the pitch, like Liverpool blow them away. So in hindsight, I think Arteta might regret doing that, because, you know, these things can come back to haunt you.
All right. Well, listen, we have to talk then about City and Liverpool and the expectation, as you say, that it's going to be a two-horse race. City are, though, bookies' favourite. I mean, is that based on last season? Is that based on summer signings and Haaland?
Well, when you look at it, Kieran, only for Klopp him into Liverpool, you know what, you know, City would be what would be going for five or six in a row now. No, the Liverpool are the only ones that have kept them honest in a couple of seasons. They managed to pit them in another one, but everybody else has been well adrift, you know. And you look at the amount of goals, they scored record amount of goals last season, and now they bring in Haaland, who scores goals for fun. You know, and he got a bit of a slagging over the Community Shield, because, you know, Darwin Nunez at Liverpool made more of an impact, and he missed a couple of chances. But he was very close. Like, he hit the crossbar with one, but 99 times out of 100 he'll score. And there was a chance he had that was saved. Andrew Robertson was tackling him, and he still managed to get a brilliant shot. And often, he could very easily have finished that game with two goals, and he didn't play well. And he will score in all competitions. I wouldn't be surprised if he scores 40 goals this season. But the scoring goals in the Premier League hasn't been an issue for City. You know, the Champions League is a big one. Like, they want to, maybe they're looking at him more for the guy that's going to finally get them the Champions League they want, because they drop so few points in the Premier League. Like, Klopp has talked about this, that, you know, you have to get at least 90 points to have any chance against City. And that was an incredible barrier that people thought, you know, not that long ago, people thought 90 points was unthinkable. But, like, Liverpool got 96 a few seasons ago and didn't win the league.
Yeah.
You know, they got 90, I think it was 92 last season, didn't win the league. Because City dropped so few now. And the odd blip people seize on it and think, oh, something that we've got a chance here. But they're still going to be hard favourites. I think Liverpool have a chance because of the World Cup thing. It might rest and might give them that injection they need, whereas some of City's players might be a bit stale coming back from it. And I think that's probably Liverpool's biggest chance, the hope of that happening.
For all the lunacy of this World Cup, at least it does insert some element of unpredictability into the Premier League season for us, something to talk about come late autumn, early winter. I can't let you go without talking briefly about Manchester United, given how many United fans are going to be listening to the show. I mean, the soap opera continues. Cristiano Ronaldo, for the moment, not going anywhere. How likely is he to be part of the squad once the transfer window closes?
Well, the problem is who wants him? You know, his agent has approached the major clubs around Europe, and nobody is interested. Because he's a couple of years away from his 40th birthday. And even though he scored 24 goals last season, it's not, you know, he would expect massive wages, and he will affect the way your team plays. And a lot of teams, the bigger clubs, aren't willing to take that, you know, go down that route for something which is, you know, at best a short-term fix. So it is an issue for United, because I think Erik ten Hag would like to move him on. But Anthony Martial is injured now. I think United fans will be very frustrated at the lack of business. They've done very little business in the summer, and this was a summer they did need to do significant business. So I think he will improve them. I think he looks like he knows what he's about as a coach, and there will be a bit more steel and a bit more thought. And, you know, you'll see more evidence of a definite game plan.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I don't think they have the personnel, and I think he'll be very keen to get Ronaldo out the door.
All right. Well, listen, despite the fact that it's a little earlier than usual, I know people will be excited for its return. I have to mention as well the Camogie on Sunday and Kilkenny taking on Cork in the All-Ireland Senior Final. Cork having overcome a bit of a scare in the semi-final against Waterford. I thought Waterford had them at half-time. I hope they might have had them at half-time. And Kilkenny overcoming last year's champions Galway, and a team that Kilkenny have had a great rivalry with over the last 3 or 4 years. So listen, I'm looking forward to that, and I'll be there with the family, and I know plenty of others will be travelling up as well, and the weather is good. And of course, people will forgive me for a little bit of bias when I say the absolute best of luck to Kilkenny and their captain Aoife Prendergast from my own club as well. Kieran, a pleasure as always, and thanks a million for taking the time to chat to us. Kieran Cunningham, Chief Sports Writer with the Daily Star. We'll get the news headlines. Here's Eamon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.